anyone have a birthday today? Yeah, cool. Happy birthday. My mother always told me I was born on Labor Day.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am inspired by older people with active funny bones. At a banquet, I sat beside Roger, a 93-year-old, and his much younger wife, Helen. I think she was 91. I'll tell you, he robbed the cradle. I asked Roger what it was like to get old. He said, "I don't know. If it ever happens to me, I'll let you know." A band got up to play, and it was loud. After they were done, I asked what he thought of the music. "That was music?" Roger said. Then he laughed, and he told me that music is an ongoing debate in his church. "Someone at church asked if I liked the music," he said. "How did you answer?" Roger smiled. "I told him I like the people who like that music. When I grow up, I want to be like Roger." I know he'd say, "It starts now, Calloway. If you're unkind, unfriendly, ungrateful, and unforgiven now, you won't wake up at 93 to find your great-grandchildren crowding the room." I asked Roger about his greatest achievement. He said, "Finding Jesus. Actually, he found me." I love advice from older people who have lived long enough to see what is true and what isn't, what works and what doesn't. One guy was 80 and single. He was asked for some advice for 40-year-olds. He said, "Date someone twice your age, someone like me." Well, here's some of my favorite advice from older guys and gals. "Nobody ever dies wishing they had worked more," said one. "Collect experiences, not stuff," said another. "Years ago, one told me to be deliberate about time with my children. They'll be gone before you know it." He was right. "Turn off the TV," he said. "Take time away from the computer." "The most important person in your life is the one you agreed to share your life with," he said. "And remember, true friends are rare. They'll come running when you really need them. The others are just acquaintances." When my parents lived with us for 5 years, we were spoiled by having access to their wisdom. Sometimes Mom would knit while talking. I asked her what was meant by the old expression, "A stitch in time saves nine." She laughed and basically said, "Those weeds in the garden, pull them up now, or a few months down the road there will be 10 times as many and they'll be 10 times as tall. Take care of small things before they take root. They'll be a real pain to get out then." From older people, I've learned to stay out of debt, to live within my means. "If we wanted something, we saved and paid cash," one said. "You young'uns buy on credit and pay interest. Start doing that and you can't reverse the pattern." From older people, I've learned to think of hard times like we do the weather. Storms come. We're snowed under. This too will pass. The sun will come out. The best is still coming. From older people, I've learned to read books. Books that made me smarter and books that made me mad. Books that challenge me and change me. One said, "You have just one life, but you can live 100 more vicariously through books." From Mom, I learned to read the greatest book of all, every day. The Bible, of course. She said, "Read it, son," but better yet, I watched her do that herself. Watched it guide and inform and comfort her. I watched her life more than I listened to her words, and I guess that's what kids do. Mom listened to the wise psalmist, "Tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord." So each generation should set its hope anew on God. You know, old people who live this way are some of the youngest people you'll ever meet. Do you remember Roger, age 93, and his 91-year-old bride? When we said goodbye, he asked me what I thought of his shirt. "I like it," I said. "Thanks," said Roger. "You know, my grandson bought it for me. I was worried," he said. "It looked like something old people would wear."
Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.